Well, this evening on York County, I'm very pleased to say that we have a couple of MYPs in, members of Youth Parliament. Meet Evie and Eden, if you haven't met them before. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Evie on my right from the Selby area.
Yep.
And you deal with Selby and North Allerton and Richmond. Quite a large area for you to cover.
Yeah, I believe it is the largest area out of all of the three MYPs, because I cover Central North Yorkshire, so... Yeah, largest constituency.
Wow. So a lot of people to get around and see. Yeah. And a lot of responsibility, which is great. And Eden, you go to St John Fisher's in Harrogate?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I go to the Associated Sixth Form of St Aidan's and St John Fisher's.
But you live just near Ripon, don't you?
Yeah, I live in Massham. So it's quite a journey to and from Harrogate, which is my constituency. But I've always lived in Harrogate and I've gone to school in Harrogate. So I know the area. I'm quite familiar with the people as well.
And you also oversee Skipton as well?
Yes, I do, yeah.
How's it been then, being an MYP? Let's start with you, Evie.
Being an MYP, I just feel it's like opened up a lot more opportunities and like things I would never have got involved with. So we recently had, we hosted the convention in North Allerton County Hall, and just being able to be the host alone just made it extra more special, and having the whole region, Yorkshire and Humber, come and visit where we deal with young people's issues, and we've invited different groups that we usually see at our youth executive, and just being able to share the different things that we've been doing in our own home place was just even better.
Brilliant stuff. And Eden, how does the vote come about for both of you? Because I know you've got another year to go yet, haven't you?
Yes. So to be a member of Youth Parliament, it's open to anybody aged 11 to 18 years old. I think you have to show a real pronounced interest for young people and the voice of young people and politics to an extent. So I was primarily involved in Harrogate Youth Council, and then from there I progressed onto becoming aware of the Youth Parliament and the British Youth Council. And then the elections were held in February at the North Yorkshire Youth Executive. They have about three meetings a year. So at one of those there was an election, there were speeches made by MYPs, and then there was votes and you were elected from there.
Fantastic stuff. And something that's very exciting that's coming up, North Yorkshire's Youth Voice Conference, which is Friday the 16th of March. Now, this is going to be held at the Pavilions in Harrogate. It's free to get in, but you are advised to book your tickets in advance. Evie, this will be your first time at one of these events. You've never been before.
Yeah, it will be my first time being there, but we've already got a few groups of people booked. A lot of them, we've got Selby High School booked as well, which I'm excited about because I do know quite a few people from there.
Brill.
So it'll be exciting as well. Like, I've got a lovely Selby youth group and we're bringing some of them along as well. So it'll be nice to have people I'm familiar with, and obviously Eden will be there and the other MYPs will be there, DMYPs. So it'll be nice to like integrate the people from my own community where I live with the other people that I also work with and have them really make a difference, because the problem is you go and discuss things with them, but I think they just feel that they're not really doing much, whereas here they get to present and show and see exactly the difference that they are making.
I was going to ask actually, Eden, what, because you've experienced one of these events before, what actually happens at them?
So there's numerous workshops and things going on for people to get involved with. I know that you can choose something that you're specifically interested in to take part in. So we've got workshops to do with refugee voices and hearing their stories, which I actually took part in last year, and it's quite emotive but really insightful to hear that. And we have LGBT representatives and mental health workshops, which is a really prevalent issue at the moment and something that the North Yorkshire Youth Executive are working really hard on. And we're doing campaigns at the minute, and I've discussed it on here before, but we're looking at doing a Caring Schools Award and things to do with mental health flowcharts. Also, there's going to be a marketplace activity that's going to take place at the conference. So that will involve a number of different organisations and charities there that are there to speak to young people, offer advice, offer information and share their knowledge of what they're undertaking too. So there'll be the prevention service, there'll be NHS charities, there'll be the police commission, all there to express their interest and get young people involved in the work they're doing.
And why do you think, Evie, it's so important to have such a conference in place?
I think it's really important because North Yorkshire is the biggest county out of any other region, like nationally, because obviously Youth Parliament is run nationally. And when you try to explain this to people, I don't really believe they understand. Recently at the convention, we obviously had the whole of Yorkshire and Humber coming to see us. And we had to explain to them that when they were complaining that it took them 2 or 3 hours to get here, it also took us 2 or 3 hours to get here as well. And they found it astonishing that we actually live as far away as they do. So to bring together so many people in the area, and because North Yorkshire is so large demographically, there are so many different issues affecting the different areas, and to be able to cooperate them together. But I know that collectively, mental health is one of the top issues which I'm heavily involved in. So it's brilliant as well, because I know Harrogate brings so many different ideas, whereas in Selby they're more concerned with mental health and invisible illness, so we bring different ideas, integrate that with transport. So yeah, that's really helpful to be able to coordinate all those different ideas.
Well, I think it's amazing that you're both part of it and you're so passionate about it as well. One of the guest speakers who's going to be appearing at the conference too on Friday the 16th of March is Lem Sisse, MBE, and he was the official poet for the London Games in 2012, and he's done lots of radio and TV appearances as well. So what would you say to anybody listening who's your age, maybe a bit younger or a little bit older, who's kind of thinking of taking an interest in such an event?
Well, I would say 100% get involved. Go online, you can book your tickets. There's lots of places available, and it's a real opportunity for young people to get involved, get youth voice, then you're there, youth voice heard, and to take part in different groups and different activities and learn from each other as well as develop their own personal skills. So definitely 100% I would encourage anyone to go. It's how I started to begin my interest in Youth Parliament, through attending events like this and being involved in the Harrogate Youth Council, and it's a way of opening up so many different opportunities.
So if anybody who is at school, at college, is thinking of coming along, what's the best way to get in touch and find out more about the event?
The best place to go for information or to find out information is to contact vip@northyorks.gov.uk.
Well, best wishes to you both for the year ahead as MYPs. I think it's fantastic, and good luck for the North Yorkshire Youth Voice Conference Friday the 16th of March. It's at the Pavilions in Harrogate. It's free of charge, but remember, do book in advance. Ladies, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.